This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe. The St. Michael's College men's basketball program has seen something of a resurgence over the past 2 years. Our sports correspondent Andy Gardner has been writing about the team at VPR.net, and he joins us now to share some more. Andy, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex.
So what exactly is going on with St. Mike's?
Well, you know, St. Michael's has a long tradition of basketball excellence going back decades, but they hit a rough patch in the last 10 years. They had six straight losing seasons until last year when they went 18-9. This year they're 16-10, will host their first conference playoff game since 2007 on Friday against St. Rose. And at the heart of this is a senior class. They start five seniors who have come together and gradually just brought the program back to former heights. Mike Holton just became the sixth career leading scorer last night with more than 17 points. Corey Crawford is a top scorer in the backcourt as well. But the guy I'd like to talk about is senior forward James Cambrone.
Yeah, he has an interesting backstory. What kind of a season is he having?
Well, he is on the verge of being the first St. Michael's player in 95 years to finish with career 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, and 150 blocks. He's four blocks shy of that total. He is a versatile player who came to basketball late. Both his parents are natives of Haiti, and he was born in Connecticut, the first member of his family born in this country, but moved to Florida when he was a young lad from Connecticut and was just a normal little scrawny kid in middle school. He was 5'9", 5'10", and he played tennis. But then, between 8th and 9th grade, he had a growth spurt, shot up to 6'3", and all his pals played basketball, and James wanted to play too. But he didn't have the basketball skill set at that point. He never played. Tried out for the team, didn't make it. Next year, he has another growth spurt. This puts him up to 6'6", and this time he makes the varsity. And slowly, he develops his skills so that he's the team's most valuable player in high school. He's junior and senior years, puts in a year at prep school in Massachusetts, and then lands at St. Michael's.
So he sort of fell into basketball backwards, and then look at him now.
Yes, he was a late bloomer, but had the skill set and his work ethic, as Coach Josh Meyer said, just make him a really, really unusual combination.
As you mentioned, it's been a big turnaround for St. Mike's men's basketball this season. What's next for the team?
They host St. Rose on Friday in the Northeast 10 Conference playoffs. The Northeast 10 is a bit of a misnomer. There are actually 15 schools in the conference now, and it's a very, very tough basketball league. I think at last look, 11 of the 15 schools have winning records, and the separation between the teams is very, very tight. So St. Michael's is hoping to make a little bit of a run with the senior class to send them off the right way.
Can they hang on to the type of record they've been having?
It's going to be a challenge, as I said, with five seniors. This class is going to graduate, but Josh Meyer, who was an assistant for 2 years, stepped up to the head spot 2 years ago, and he really has instilled a really strong culture there. It's turned things around, and it looks very promising that he's going to be able to keep this going.
Do we know what's next for the star player at St. Mike's, James Cambrone?
Well, he's going to graduate with his degree in May, and he hopes to play overseas. It's always been a dream of his, and he has a chance to do that, I think, because of his size. He's 6'7", 230 pounds. He has a terrific outside shot. He shoots close to 50% from three-point distance, but also has the size and the bulk to play with his back to the basket. So he's a hybrid mutant, a defensive matchup for a lot of people. So that's his dream, and he hopes to pursue that overseas after graduation.
We've been talking with VPR sports correspondent Andy Gardner. Andy, thank you so much for
speaking. Oh, my pleasure again, Alex.
And you could read his story about the St. Mike's basketball team at VPR.net. VPR sports reporting is supported by the VPR Journalism Fund.